It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here, live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. You can also give us a call down here at the studio at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. And we'll try to answer your legal question live on the air. And if we can't, we'll give you the name of an attorney that can. And either that or we'll come in here next week and talk about what your question was and try to answer it for you. So if you have a legal question, go ahead and give us a call down here at the studio at 636-1350. And I just want to say you can also visit our website at kcehlaw.com, kcehlaw.com. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about FEMA, a little bit about identity theft, and a little bit about what's going on with some of these FEMA applications and a letter that Rachel happened onto while she was volunteering down at Legal Aid. Apparently, they still have openings for attorneys down at Legal Aid to answer questions for fire victims. And so I'm going to be doing that this week. Rachel did it last week, and we're going to talk about some of the experiences we had there. So, Rachel, when we talk about identity theft, we're talking about flat out somebody's identity just being taken away from them without their knowing it.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Just for the announcements for the week, be aware that today is the last day to file a claim with FEMA for hazardous waste removal, for cleaning up your property if your house is burned down. So make sure to get down there. That's at 427 Mendocino Avenue at the Press Democrat building. There is free parking there set aside specifically for disaster victims. So if you've lost everything or some things in the fire, go ahead and go down to 427 Mendocino Avenue. Free parking that is set aside specifically for you. I believe they've probably downsized a little bit. When I was there last week, they had a room for the federal issues. They had a room for state issues. They had a room for local, county, and city issues. So they're probably downsizing that a little bit. It's still open, and they're going to be open at least through next Sunday, and they keep extending it depending on need. So when you go in there, you'll notice that whoever you're talking to is marking you down as having come and spoken to them. And the reason that we're doing that is just so that we can keep count and figure out what people's needs still are, whether, you know, it's worth people being there or what you need to happen. I was really happy to be able to volunteer last week. There will be more times for volunteers this week. And what that is Legal Aid has information that is there to help you with legal questions, whether it's insurance related, whether it's identity theft related, whether it is related to FEMA, if you need help with forms, if you need just kind of I had 16 different people come in between the hours of 1 and 5 on Thursday. I'll be in again this week. I'm not sure which times I'm going to take this week, but I'll be there a couple of different times this week.
And what this is attorneys advertise or not attorneys volunteering to take over a slot down at Legal Aid and talk to prospective people that have problems with fires.
And this is free legal advice, people. Free legal advice. There's an attorney there from I believe, 8:30 in the morning till 7 at night, usually. If somebody takes the evening shift is 5 to 7. Or maybe it's 9 o'clock, not 8:30. But at any rate, I think it's 9 to 1, and then 1 to 5, and then 5 to 7 are the hours where you're going to see different attorneys coming in and going. And I'll be there some this week whenever I can find time. And what I want you to be aware of is if you go down there and get some free legal advice, for what I did with a couple of people, there are a couple of people that I couldn't help right there because I needed a telephone and I needed, you know, to, you know, have a private connection with my computer, and I needed to have some stuff, you know, my workspace. So what I did was I told them to come on in. I gave them my name and phone number and just said, come on in and I will extend my volunteer time. And this is free, and come into my office where I have a telephone and a computer, and I can, you know, finish helping you up in a way that I can't right there at the table. So, you know, they're like, well, but that's your time and I can't afford you. And I'm like, no, this is an extension of my volunteering because it's what I can do. That not everybody can do to help in these difficult times. So just be aware that there are attorneys, differing levels of experience, but most of the attorneys there are going to be pretty darn experienced and know what they're talking about. It's a little bit of a, you know, a crapshoot. You don't know who's going to be there. But for the most part, I think you can probably rest assured that most people there are pretty experienced and know what they're doing. So go on down there, 427 Mendocino Avenue. And also, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. If you have a question and you can't make it down there, I spoke to a lady who had a broken foot, and she's like, I'm going to get a ticket because I parked in a, you know, a bad spot, but I have a broken foot. I'm like, well, you know, if you get a ticket, let me know and let me just write a letter and contest and say, here's what happened. I'm sure they're going to waive it. So, but if you have a hard time getting down there and you need some free legal advice, do call me. Call Rachel Erickson at 544-9006. 544-9006. And I will do my best to answer questions. If I get too much of a backlog, I might start getting cranky, but, for the most part, I'm really happy to help you answer questions that you have. And so that's one of the things that I can do to help you. Also, I am putting up a series of articles on our website that are there to help you navigate through this time. Now that the panic is gone, the chaos is gone, we're all sitting down trying to come up with, you know, a daily life again. And what does that look like, and how are we supposed to make it through these times, and how are you supposed to find somewhere to live, and all those kinds of things. So just be aware that the fallout is going to be a little bit different than I think a lot of us thought were going to happen. So just be aware that a lot of kind of odd things are kind of crawling out of the woodwork. And what I'm doing is I'm writing a series of articles. I'm putting them on our website. So if you go to KCEH Law, you'll come to a landing page and you can select the San Francisco office and the Santa Rosa office. Santa Rosa office has a really different outlook than San Francisco office. Click on Santa Rosa. Or if you want to go directly to us, you go KCEH Law SR. KCEH Law SR, and you'll go booms directly to our Santa Rosa website. And I'll be continuing to put up articles on the website about, you know, different things that you need to be aware of as we finish up, or as we continue our way through the rebuilding of your home and the rebuilding of Santa Rosa and trying to figure out how to make it through this with the least amount of pain.
Rachel, let's talk a little bit about your volunteering last week and kind of the problems that people were asking about. They were all over the map from what you told me.
All over the map. Anything from, here's one that I bet a lot of people are going to have. A gentleman came in and said, you know, I have my trust documents that got burned up in the fire. What do I do? And I said, well, who was the attorney that drafted them? Because they'll have a copy. He's like, I have no idea who the attorney was. I said, well, do you know what town this was in? And he said, well, it was one of those things where you go into a room and they give you the spiel and then you get your paperwork. And so I have no idea who it was. And it was in some other town. And I'm just like, oh, boy. First of all, if you have a trust, you should make sure that your successor trustee has a copy of it. You should have a copy in a safe deposit box, probably. What's interesting is he said he had his in a fireproof box, but the fireproof box actually melted, which I'm sure due to the extreme heat, a bunch of people probably had that happen. So the best I can tell you, if that has happened to you and you have no idea who the attorney is and you can't figure it out, the best that I can do for you is, you know, I'm sure that there are a bunch of attorneys locally that would be happy to redraft them for you at a discount. Especially because you'll already have the information in your head as to who your successor trustees and your beneficiaries are. And hopefully the deed has already been recorded. And if you don't know what that means, well, that's another show entirely. And I went over round and round about this with the gentleman that came by and, you know, trying to explain what the deed is and how that's different from the trust and, you know, all those kind of things, how that works. But I'm sure if you, you know, say, look, my house burned down, my trust documents burned down, can I get a discount? I'm sure most attorneys locally would be happy to help you redraft those. So that was one. The most common, I had in one session that was 4 hours long, I had three different people come in with identity theft questions. And so I did want to talk about that today, the identity theft issue, because it seems like that's going to be kind of a big one. If I get three in 4 hours, that's saying that that's pretty common.
What's going on is people are actually saying that there's somebody else and then applying for FEMA funds in some cases.
Yeah. So, and the problem is that I don't think anybody is really well equipped to deal with this problem in a big chunk. And apparently this is pretty rampant. So what happens is, let's say that Joe Smith owns his house. Joe and Mary Smith own their house. And Mr. Evildoer says, oh, you know, he knows that Joe and Mary Smith own this house. So they go to FEMA, and let's say Joe and Mary Smith's house burned down. They go to FEMA, and it's actually not a home loan. They go to FEMA for a small business loan. And in all three cases, it was a small business loan. So it's a loan. It's not a FEMA grant. If it's a FEMA grant, they're giving you the money. If it's a FEMA loan, they're loaning it to you. Now, they're going to loan it to you at a really great rate. The interest rate is really, really low, so it's a good option. And so they're applying for these loans on your, based on you and your identity. And somehow they got your social security number and your date of birth, and they're able to apply for these loans. So then what you get in the mail is this letter that says, we think you may be a victim of identity theft / fraud. Please contact, and then they give you, you know, who to contact. And then so people come over to me and go, oh my gosh, what do I do? And quite frankly, legal aid has not actually prepared their attorneys for how to deal with this. So I put together an article on how to deal with identity theft and what you should do should this happen to you. And I think we're going to have a break now. So we'll discuss what you do in case of identity theft in these circumstances when we come back from the break.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am an actual client of Charlie Cochran. When I met with Charlie for the first time, I was very nervous because I didn't know if we had a case. He really put together a great case. After the case was settled, Charlie got us a financial planner, a trust attorney, and he recommended a CPA. I highly recommend you call Charlie Cochran if you have been injured through no fault of your own.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com or call 707-544-9006.
Sonoma County residents have suffered unimaginable loss as a result of the wildfires. Your city and county, in partnership with state and federal agencies, are working together to rebuild our community. Residents whose properties were destroyed by the wildfires may access the government-operated fire debris removal program to ensure their property is left free of hazardous waste and debris. To participate, residential property owners must submit a right of entry form by Monday, November 13th. Forms and information available at SonomaCountyRecovers.org.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. This is Charlie Cochran with my partner Rachel Erickson, and we come in here every Monday from noon to 12:30, and we talk about some aspect of the law. And today we're talking about some of the issues regarding the fire and also FEMA and identity fraud and some of the stories that Rachel had to hear or helped with last week when she was volunteering down at Legal Aid. This week, the Legal Aid offices are still open, manned with attorneys from Sonoma County, usually.
They're not at the Legal Aid office, though, just to be clear. They're down at 427 Mendocino Avenue, the Press Democrat building. There's a table there, and we've got some pamphlets with some information, but there's also an attorney there who will sit down with you and answer whatever questions you have.
Just to give them a publicity deal, though, it was organized through Sonoma County Legal Aid.
It's Sonoma County Legal Aid, and there's a sign behind there that says Sonoma County Legal Aid. Sonoma County Legal Aid is a great organization. They're there to help in times of domestic violence or, you know, if you have child abduction or, you know, any kind of problems that you can't afford an attorney. You know, check out Legal Aid because they can help with a lot of different issues, and they're stepping up, and they've organized the attorneys locally, and they're putting us in and making sure that they have a schedule and having an attorney there pretty much all the time.
Yeah, we have fundraisers throughout the year to raise money for Legal Aid, phone-a-thons, and I think we even have a golf tournament. We have different fundraisers to make money for Legal Aid, and the attorneys from Sonoma County take this very seriously, and we want to make sure that people get legal services that need them, even people that can't afford them.
So now we're going to talk about what you do when you are a victim of identity theft in this circumstance, also kind of in general, but specifically in this circumstance. Though it is going to be couched in terms of a small business loan, they have stolen your identity. So there are steps that you need to take. And what they're going to tell you down at the local access center down at 427 Mendocino Avenue is they're going to tell you that you need to call the Federal Trade Commission and you need to let them know. At least I think that's what they're going to tell you. And then they'll send you over to Legal Aid, and Legal Aid is going to tell you the same thing. And that's pretty much all they're going to tell you. By the end of the day today, what I will have done is I will have put together a game plan, and I already started putting it together. That's why we're doing the radio show on it today, a game plan for how to deal with this. And I'm going to send it to Legal Aid, so my materials will be a part of the table at Legal Aid with any luck. So the first thing you're going to do if you get that letter that says you may be subject of identity theft / fraud, if you get that letter, do not just go, oh, it'll be fine. It will not be fine. You have to act, and you have to act immediately. The first thing you're going to do is call your bank. You call your bank and you say, look, here's what's happened. Make lots of copies of that letter. Be prepared for the fact that this could go on for a while. So get yourself a folder or a binder and, you know, a three-hole punch to punch your papers and put them in that binder because you're going to need it. Make lots of copies of this letter. Make sure that your bank gets a copy immediately. Call your credit card companies. The number's right on your credit card. They have a 1-800 number. You call them up and you say, I'm a victim of the fires in Northern California, and I have this letter that says I may be subject to identity theft. I haven't seen, and you probably won't see anything on your credit cards because this is really just a FEMA loan, but you do need to put them on notice because if they have your Social Security number and your date of birth, they could be messing with your credit card companies as well. So you want to cover all your bases immediately. So get in touch with your bank, give them a copy of the letter, talk to your insurance, to your credit card companies, see if they want a copy of the letter. And if they do, you can, probably they don't, but that's, if you know of anywhere in particular where the fraud occurred, call those companies immediately. They're on the letter that they send you. In that letter, there is a number that you're going to call. It's a 1-800 number, so it's free, toll free. You call this number and you explain to them that you got this letter that says that somebody may have taken out a small business loan with FEMA in your name. I had one lady that was so, oh my gosh, it was awful. Not, she had bought her house a year ago, and the prior owner used her address, her social security number, and her birthday to apply for a small business loan from her. And then he applied again a second time for a housing loan. And then some third party filed for another small business loan in her name. So if they have your address, social security, and birth date, you could have multiple people filing these claims, and FEMA goes, oh, I think this is fraudulent. So also, if you end up with any documentation in the mail that says that anything about a small business loan or a housing loan that you did not apply for, make sure to call the Federal Trade Commission. That is the main thing. You can go to FTC.com or .gov, rather, as a governmental board, and they have a lot of information on how to deal with identity theft. Make sure that you fill out a police report. Fill out a police report. Go down to the DA's office, go down to the police station, your local police station, file a police report, get a copy of it, put it in your binder, make lots of copies of that. You may need it later, and it's important that you do that right away.
You're going to need it later for the insurance company.
For the insurance company to prove that you actually were diligent in preventing this from being a bigger problem than it needed to be, that you were aware that there is a problem. So file a police report, and I think that that's one of the things that most people don't realize that they need to do. I mean, it seems kind of obvious to contact your bank and your credit card companies, but you do need to file a police report, and you need to, of course, report it to the Federal Trade Commission. If you see that it's widespread and they've taken over credit cards and bank accounts, you need to open a new bank account. And you need to, even whether or not you have any indication whether you've been a victim of identity theft, when you get your credit card statements, hopefully you've contacted them. If your house is burned down, you've got somewhere where you can receive mail. Go through your statements. Make sure that the charges make sense to you. And I would, even if you aren't a victim of identity theft yet, if your house is burned down, I would contact your credit card companies anyway and just let them know what's going on. And so that they can kind of put a high alert on your card so that if some weird charges start coming through, it will alert them to have a look at it. It's just like if you were traveling to Europe, you want them to be on alert for odd charges.
Tell your insurance agent, too, that you've been a victim of identity theft, so because they can start a claim that way. They can direct
Absolutely.
You to the right people.
Absolutely. Give them a copy of the letter. Give your any insurance agent you have, your insurance company, if you don't have an agent, make sure that they have a copy of the letter if you got the letter. If you didn't get the letter that says that you're a victim, you could be a victim of identity theft, then at least call them up and let them know that this has been a problem and you're concerned, and at least, you know, then everybody's on notice. And I think that notice is really, really important, that you are aware of that. Also, you need to notify Social Security Administration, if, because that they're running around with your Social Security number. So you need to let the Social Security Administration know immediately if you can, and get a new card. You might like I said, you're going to alert the credit card companies. You might want to put a freeze if you have accounts that you're not using much. Just put a freeze on it for the time. You know, and you can call them up and say, hey, can you just freeze this account for a couple months while I figure out? And then that's one less thing you have to worry about in this time of great turmoil and fires and all that kind of stuff. Make sure that if you get debt collectors calling you, make sure you give them a copy of the letter. You may need some legal assistance with that sort of thing, and that's where you might want to give our office a call at 544-9006, and I can volunteer and help you on a volunteer basis for free to help you with this identity theft problem. I will also, once I have this all mapped out, I will have a document available that will give you the steps of what you need to do in an identity theft situation. So if you want to email me, I don't do this usually, but I will give you my email, which is R Erickson. That's my name, R for Rachel, Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, at kcehlaw.com. That's R Erickson at kcehlaw.com. And by the end of the day today, or by tomorrow morning, I will have a checklist available for you. You can email me for that. I will also have it up on our website by tomorrow, and you can just run through and check it off as you get these things done, so that you can protect yourself and not end up with some really, really hideous problems later. But the most important things are contact your bank, fill out a police report, contact Federal Trade Commission, contact Social Security Administration, fill out a police report, fill out a police report, fill out a police report. Keep copies of everything. And most importantly, and people are asking me why to do this, trust me. Please just trust me on this. Keep a log. The first page of your binder or your folder is going to be a phone call log or a contact log. And you're going to say what the date was, who, what number you called, who it was you were calling, say Federal Trade Commission. Put down the name of the person you spoke with and the date and time. And keep that call log and keep that binder everywhere you go if you think you're going to be getting phone calls. So keep that log. It's critical. Please keep a log. You will need it later. And we got to wrap it up today, but do email me if you want a list of a checklist on identity theft at rerickson@kcehlaw.com.
That's really good information, Rachel. And folks, you should take advantage of Rachel's offer. And this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.